We have a slight dilemma here. Amen. Most of you are full of food.
Yes, sir.
Most of you are full of food.
Yes, sir.
There's a slight dilemma.
Uh-huh.
Amen. And,
say so.
And yours truly has not eaten a morsel. Amen. So you full of food, and I'm hungry. So that's the dilemma. There's a tendency on your part, because you are full of food, you're subject to fall asleep.
Oh.
Amen. Because you're full of food. There's a tendency on my part, because I'm hungry, that I'll speed this thing up a little bit. There's a tendency. Amen. I'm going to rob the words of that great preacher once from First Baptist Jacks. He said, I preach until I get hungry.
All right.
Dr. Jerry Vine.
Yeah.
So I'm going to preach till I get hungry. Once that happens, I'm going to put up this bony finger. And I'm going to excuse myself from the house. I don't need much, amen, runway. And I don't need much room to land.
Work it out. I hit it.
Thank you, Lord.
I like that.
Matter of fact, I already put part of the message in my pocket. I said, I ain't going to touch that part right now.
Yes, sir. I like that, though.
Because I'm hungry. Good Lord, have mercy. Bow our heads in word of prayer. Speak now, Lord. For we, your people, are listening. In Jesus' name, amen. From a house to a powerhouse.
Uh-huh. Yes, sir.
From a house to a powerhouse.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Without the power from above, this is just a regular house.
Right, yes, sir.
Uh-huh.
It's just brick and mortar.
Yeah.
Concrete. And it's just a regular house, just a regular building.
Well.
But from a house to a powerhouse.
Yes, sir.
Just down the road, just a little piece, there's a powerhouse that's known as Big Ben. It's a coal fired operation which TECO keeps light on.
Yeah.
TECO from that powerhouse is able to cause our washing machines to wash and our dryers to dry. It causes our toast to pop up then. Because there's a powerhouse.
Yes, sir.
Just down the road.
Yeah.
I was driving by not long ago and I noticed a sign. It said, Powerhouse Gym.
Man, doctor. Work it out.
Just my 65 miles there. I don't think they are referring to me. They don't want my patronage in Powerhouse Gym.
Well,
now, I'll join LA Fitness. And I'll join UFIT. But I'm intimidated to join something that says Powerhouse Gym.
All right.
Well,
because with me going to Powerhouse Gym, it would be just like Bonnie Fife or Urkel.
Work it, doctor.
You better listen to me now. From a house to a powerhouse.
Yes, sir.
The Bible says in Acts 1:8.
Uh-huh.
Amen. And you,
that's right,
shall be my witnesses.
That's what it says.
Once the Holy Ghost has come upon you.
Well,
you shall receive power once the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And you shall be my witnesses.
That's it.
Both in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and the uttermost part of the earth.
All right.
The only way the witness part is going to take place is that we receive the power. God has to empower us. Otherwise, we're just having a nice Sunday club.
Yeah, you're right, sir.
A social is taking place.
Yes, sir.
Will God come in these walls and talk about what good thing God did yesterday? Yesterday. Some of y'all know what that means, huh?
Well,
all you city folks and your property and everything. But God has always intended for his people to be empowered.
Yes, uh-huh.
You shall receive power.
That's right.
After the Holy Ghost have come upon you, and we're going to call you to be his witnesses.
That's right.
Now, as we try our best to unfold this text, and it's a simple message.
Uh-huh.
Matter of fact, all my messages are simple.
Uh-huh.
They're simple because I'm not that smart. I'm not as smart as Pastor Hall. I'm just a simple man.
Well.
From a house to a powerhouse.
Uh-huh.
And that's the theme of this whole book that Luke wrote.
Yeah.
It's found right there in Acts 1.
That's right.
Verse 8.
Uh-huh.
That's the theme. Peter heard those words.
Yeah.
In Acts 1:8. He heard those words.
Well,
he knew full well what Jesus said. Uh-huh. But let me translate what Peter really heard.
Uh-huh.
Well,
you shall be my witnesses.
Uh-huh.
In Jerusalem.
Uh-huh.
And in Judea. And in Jerusalem,
okay.
And in Judea.
Yes, sir.
That's about as far as I'm going.
That's right. That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
That's what Peter received.
That's right.
That's not what Jesus said.
That's what he said.
But
right.
That's what Peter received.
That's right.
Where you get that from? When we come into the text, right here in Acts chapter 10. Up to this point, from Acts 1 all the way to Acts 9,
you paint the
goal. A whole lot of people are getting saved.
Yes, sir.
Do I have a witness?
Uh-huh.
One time it said 3,000 people was added to the church.
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. We see God shaking the place.
Yes, sir.
When they went down in prayer, there was a powerful explosion. That took place from Acts 1 to Acts 9.
Uh-huh.
Amen. But I must inform you to this point, everybody who has been saved are all Jews.
Well, you're working it, Doctor. You're working it now.
Go back and read the story.
You working it.
Everybody.
Yeah.
It's Jews.
Uh-huh.
And God in Acts 10, and some of you are going to be troubled by this message.
Starting
with Acts 10, because I got to preach the text.
Uh-huh. That's it, Doc.
I don't have a choice to try to change it or alter it to fit our ears.
Uh-huh. Right.
Well,
amen. God's getting ready to change this thing. It really was always in the economy of God when he said, my house shall be called a house of prayer for who? For all the nation.
Yeah.
That's what the Bible says.
Yeah.
But up to this point, everybody who's been saved are of the circumcision.
Yeah.
They're all Jews.
Yes, sir.
Well,
but that's a pivot.
Yeah.
That's a pivot. Just you who play basketball.
Work it now.
Sometimes you have to pivot. You act like you driven this way, but you pivot and go. I used to do that.
Well, you working it?
But it's hard now. But a pivot takes place in chapter 10.
Yeah.
Notice how this pivot comes through.
Yeah.
man by the name of Cornelius.
Yes, sir.
Cornelius, who lived in Caesarea.
Yeah.
Now, this is not Caesarea Philippi.
No, no.
In Matthew 16.
No, no.
This is a Caesarea that's by the sea. That was built by King.
Well, you working? You working?
Yeah.
Working, doctor.
It was the headquarters for the Roman armed forces.
Yeah. You painted, doctor.
There was a man at Caesarea.
Yes, sir.
Who was a centurion.
Yeah.
A good man. A devout man. A man of strong morals.
Yes, sir.
Let me talk to you for a while about who Cornelius was.
Yeah. Say it, doctor. Say it now.
You would love to have Cornelius.
Yeah. Who was it, doctor?
For your neighbor.
Right.
He wasn't a rubberizer.
That's right.
He wasn't a violent man.
Yeah.
Cornelius was a good man.
Yeah.
The Bible says.
Uh-huh.
Matter of fact, I couldn't imagine that when Cornelius rolled his chariots out, his favorite chariot, the one with the chrome wheels, he had a sticker on his chariot that says, "My child was the citizen of the month at Caesarea Middle School."
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's who Cornelius.
Yeah.
That's who Cornelius was. This dude named Cornelius had a lot going for him. That's what the text says. He says he was a devout man and one who feared God with all his household.
Yes, sir.
Matter of fact, Cornelius was a benevolent man.
Well,
he gave money. I mean, he let his money do his talking.
Well, you're paying
the good. He gave money to the Jewish people and prayed to God all the time.
Yes, sir.
He prayed to God all the time. Right there in verse 2. I'm not making anything up. Just walk with me just in a while. Stay awake just for a while.
All right.
Do this now. Now, if I can stay awake, as hungry as I am, surely you can stay awake just a little bit longer. Amen. A good man.
Wait, doctor, you work.
Matter of fact, most churches would love to have a church full of Corneliuses.
Yeah, yes, sir.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Man, we would love, I mean, that would be the perfect member to have a Cornelius. However, there's just one little problem. Wrong with Cornelius.
Yeah.
Cornelius was not saved. He wasn't saved.
Was not saved.
Cornelius was not saved. Are there? I'm just going to ask you two questions. Let me try to keep it short. Are there any Corneliuses in here?
Right.
Well,
if the stats are right, some would suggest of all those who congregate in a local church,
well,
only about 30%.
Yeah.
I really say, and that's being liberal.
That's right.
Only 30% of
them. Yeah.
Who really saved?
Mm-hmm.
Who are the other people?
Yeah.
Cornelius.
Not saved.
That's who the other folks are.
That's right.
Cornelius.
Mm-hmm.
They need to be
saved.
Yeah. Right. A few days ago, God called the Reverend Billy Graham home.
That's right.
99 years old.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. His ministry spanned 58 years from 1947 to 2005. About 58 years. During that time, God sent him, just like God getting ready to send Peter. God sent Graham
right
to 185 countries across six more than 240 million people.
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. 240 million people. And the message never changed.
That's right. That's right.
Message never changed. Sometimes his audience were predominantly black folks.
That's right.
Predominantly white folks.
Yeah.
Indians.
Uh-huh.
Hispanics. He circumvented the globe with the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Well.
Amen. What a ministry. But Graham would say that during his crusade, because he was in Tampa in 98.
Yeah.
During his crusade, when he gave the invitation, many of the people who came down were members of the local church.
Well, powerful.
And of those, there was an overwhelming number who were leaders
in the church.
In the church. Oh,
that's right. That's powerful.
Amen.
Well, yeah, how much of hell is...
Are there any Corneliuses in here? Because we need to transform a house into a powerhouse.
Yeah, God.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
If you need information, we can inform you by sending you to school.
Right.
There are certain institutions in our world that will cause you to be conformed, amen, to society desires. There's place for information, and we do much on that. Nothing wrong. And we do our very best with conformity, conforming people. And if you mess up, there are places where we will send you to get reformed. So, but the church is not trying to inform.
Right.
We need more than
that's
that.
Right. Yes, sir.
It's not trying to conform you.
Yeah.
Paul said, do not be conformed to this present world, but be ye transformed. Oh, I let the cat out the bag.
Work it, doctor. You working it now?
That's what the church is after.
What are you working?
Transformation.
Uh-huh.
We're not trying to, amen. God, Jesus did not come to make bad people good.
Uh-huh.
But to cause dead people to live.
That's right.
From a house to a powerhouse.
Yes, sir.
Cornelius had this vision because he saw God. He prayed continually on this day about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Angel of God came to him. Amen. A conversation ensued. And he told Cornelius to send to Joppa. Because there is one named Simon who is called Peter.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, even told him where he was staying at,
right.
The house he would be staying in,
right. Uh-huh.
Because God knows everything.
Yes, right.
Amen. And notice here, because there's a lot of moving parts. So Cornelius sent to Joppa.
Yes, sir.
That's 30 miles to your south from where Caesarea by the sea is located.
Yes, sir.
And Peter is in Joppa. Probably taking a break for whatever reason he was there. But Cornelius sent 3 folks from his house. 2 of them were servants, and 1 was a devout soldier here. So they're coming from Caesarea down south.
Yes, sir.
To Joppa.
Yeah.
Would you know it? God has to do something in Peter's life.
Yeah.
So Peter has a vision.
Yeah.
He was on the roof. Amen. And the angel of the Lord appeared.
Yes, well,
you're painting good, dog.
Good Lord, have mercy.
You're painting good, dog.
Peter was at prayer on the rooftop.
Yes, sir.
And notice here, sometimes when you're praying, you get hungry.
Yeah.
And sometimes when you're preaching, you get hungry. And I'm not ashamed to say that this preacher hungry.
Yeah.
But Peter went up in prayer and got hungry.
Yeah.
And a sheep came. rained down from above.
Walk it, preacher.
That sheep was full up with animals and all kinds of four-footed animals and crawling creatures. And good Lord have mercy there. Then the voice said to Peter, get up and you can light your Kingston charcoal. All you got to do is, amen, slaughter that little pig right there.
Yeah.
And you can eat yourself some ribs and some pulled pork.
Yeah.
And have yourself a good old feast on the rooftop. Peter said, and that's all I want.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I'm a clean man. I don't mess with unclean stuff. Three times.
Yeah.
Notice the movement in this chapter. God saying, God appeared to Cornelius.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's right.
Now notice that God did not preach the gospel to him. But he sends for a preacher. And which preacher he sent for?
Well,
wait a minute, let's stop there for just a moment. Peter is full of the Holy Ghost.
Uh-huh.
We know that from Acts 2.
Right.
We know that Peter is full of the Holy Ghost. He's walking with the Lord.
Uh-huh.
God has used him in a mighty way. It was him and John that was going in the temple, right. And they saw a man, and they said, silver and gold,
that's right.
We don't have no money, but such as we have, in the name of Jesus, take up your bed and walk. Right. But one thing, Peter got a problem.
All
right. Peter's a racist.
Yeah.
Peter don't like
them
kind of folk.
Right.
Am I talking to anybody?
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. In house. God wants to bring down some barriers.
Uh-huh.
Amen. Let me go a little further, and I know this may not get me an invitation back to the next year. I still got to say
something. Go ahead, sir.
Most of your white evangelical Christians believe that God is a card-carrying member of the Republican Party.
Right.
Most of them believe that.
They
believe that. They really do.
Right.
But on the flip side, most of us believe God is a card-carrying member of the Democratic Party.
Uh-huh. Well.
Both are wrong.
Right. That's right.
But God, you can't put God in those parts like that. You can't squeeze him into your mold. You can't make him that because he's not that and he doesn't belong there.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
Everybody is a candidate for the kingdom.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get to the close here.
Yeah.
Everybody is a candidate for the kingdom. If it was not so, Acts 10 would not be here.
Yeah, right. That's right.
So finally, God interrupted Peter's prayer meeting. Amen. And once he got Peter's attention, he said, there's some men about to knock on your door. They just think, where are we going to hang out?
Uh-huh.
There's a man about to knock on your door. You better go with him.
Uh-huh.
Notice that God didn't tell him there was a Gentile. Because Peter probably wouldn't have opened the door.
Right.
Come on now. Amen. I wonder what you were thinking when you say when we all get to heaven.
Uh-huh.
Who you thought that meant?
Yeah.
You think it was just us?
Well,
let me say it again. You think we're just up? If you read your Bible.
Yes, sir.
Well, the book of Revelation says from every tongue.
Yes, sir. Uh-huh. That's what it
from
says.
From every tribe.
Yeah.
Right.
From every people, from every tongue.
Yes, sir.
They will come.
Uh-huh.
Good Lord, have mercy. They've got to move on because Peter, amen, once they came to the door and knocked, they got to get Peter attention, and he agrees to travel with them. Notice, amen, in chapter 11, verse 12, when they leave from Joppa to go to Caesarea, Peter took six of them, and now Cornelius sent three, but Peter goes with six of them. So six plus one is seven. So Peter takes seven Jews, only three Gentiles came, but seven Jews. Peter promised every, and they stopped somewhere on the way.
Well,
just in case they back, we better take double the amount they take.
Yeah.
So they eventually end up at Cornelius' house. And good Lord, this is a good part. Soon as Cornelius saw him and Peter entered the house, the Bible said Cornelius fell down at his feet and worshiped him.
Yeah.
And Peter and a lot of priests said, hey, good God have mercy. Stay on down now. Cornelius. Good Lord have mercy. No, you know that's a statue. That's a statue. Peter told him, get up because of a man like you. Right. That's a statue of Peter. St. Peter in Rome, Italy. Mm-hmm. And Rome is a huge statue.
Yeah.
And you know, people come from all around the world and they kiss his toes.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
They never read what Peter told Cornelius. Get up, dude. Yeah. I'm a man just like you. Right. And Cornelius shares his testimony and Peter takes up after that point and began to preach Christ.
Uh-huh.
He did not preach a moralistic gospel. He preached Christ.
Yes, sir, you're right.
He did not preach a feel-good message.
Thank you, sir.
He preached Christ.
Right. Uh-huh.
He did not preach prosperity,
right,
gospel,
right,
name it, claim it,
right,
blab it,
yeah,
and grab it.
Yeah.
But Peter preached Christ.
Well, good, doctor.
Good Lord have mercy. This thing gets better and better. Before Peter had a chance to say, and I'm closing now,
uh-huh,
it looked like they would have waited.
Yeah.
That Peter got through with his message.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Good Lord have mercy. You know what I'm talking about. When a preacher say, and I'm closing.
Yeah.
But the Bible says in verse, amen, 44. This is where the power
is. That's it, doctor.
Right. While Peter was still speaking these words, the Holy Spirit failed. Cornelius had enough sense, amen, to bring his family and his friends into his house.
That's right.
In other words, he had a family and friends day at his house. Before Peter could get through preaching, the Bible says in verse 44, the Holy Ghost fell upon them who was listening to the message.
Yeah, God.
Good Lord have mercy. The Bible says that the boys that Peter brought with him were amazed because the gift of the Holy Ghost had been poured out on the Gentiles. All of this time, we thought it was just for the Jews. But God knocked that wall down and the Gentiles received the power of the Holy Ghost. Good Lord have mercy. God is trying to move your house from just a regular house to a powerhouse. And you shall receive power once the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, and to the uttermost part of the earth. You better get over your problem, dude. Get that Peter out of your system. Do I have a witness in the house? Shout glory. When the Holy Ghost comes, people in prison get delivered. When the Holy Ghost comes, sick folk get healed. When the Holy Ghost comes, dead people live again. When the Holy Ghost comes, the woman at the Holy Ghost on. From a house.
Yes, sir.
To a powerhouse.
Oh, yeah.
John, what do you see? I see a number. How many you see, John? I see 144,000.
Who
are these people? These are the people representing the 12 tribes of Israel.
Yes, sir. That's it, Doc.
But I'm glad that John looked up and saw another number.
Yes, he did, Dr.
What do you see?
Yes, sir.
I see a great number.
Yes.
A multitude of people. How many people do you see, John? The multitude is so great.
Yes, sir.
No man,
no man
can number. They're coming from the north.
Yeah.
They're coming from the south.
Yeah.
They're coming from the east.
Yeah.
They're coming from the west.
Yeah.
Who are these people?
Yeah.
These are those from every tribe, from every tongue, from every people, from every nation who have washed themselves in the blood of the Lamb, wearing their white robes with palm branches in their hands. Bless the Lord. Oh, my soul and all that is within me. I love the Lord. He heard my cry and he did it. My every groan. Thank God. Bless the Lord with me. Hallelujah. Churches, God can take the Holy Ghost away, and we'll keep on doing church just like we always did. Let me say it again, so A.W. Torches, those in many of our churches, God can take the Holy Ghost away. Can take the power away.
Yes, sir.
And we'll keep on doing church like we always done it. But I'm wondering, what if Big Ben goes offline, lights goes out, toast stop, toasted, washing machine stop, washing and dryers stop drying. That's why Jesus told him, you stay right there in Jerusalem until you get the power. Stay right there in Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high. I dare not take a step out the door without the power of God.
That's right.
From a house to a powerhouse. And this is a beautiful building. Beautiful, beautiful edifice. It's this beautiful structure. But let me blow your mind. There's about 40 miracles that take place in the book of Acts. And only one takes place at the temple. Let me say it again because some of them believe that. That's about 40 miracles. You can go back and look. About 40 miracles take place in the book of Acts.
I hear you, Doc.
And only one takes place
That's it.
That's awesome. Perhaps, Reverend Shepherd, he meant for us.
You're right.
To be the powerhouse.
Yeah.
Well, when you first heard me say powerhouse, you thought of the building. No. You're the powerhouse.
All right, all right.
When you go back to Riverview,
like
we are sending a powerhouse to Riverview. When you go back to Summer Spring, to Temple Terrace, to Van Rico, to South Tampa, to Temple, we are sending a powerhouse. Know ye not that you are the temple of the Holy Ghost? Will you stand now?